What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the first ever EFL version of the First and Sim. I'm your host, Lucid Dreams, and for the first episode, I decided to talk about my first impressions with the league and kind of what my experience was like through my player creation and recruitment process. Hope you guys enjoy. All right, for my first episode, I thought it'd be pretty cool to give you guys, I guess, an introduction to myself and who I am, and go over, I guess, my first impressions of the league. For anybody who doesn't know who I am, which I've seen a lot of familiar faces around here, I go by the username LucidDream702. I'm currently a DSFL GM in the ISFL. This is not my first sim league. I'm also in the SHL and a few others. Basically, since I discovered the sim leagues probably a few months ago now, towards, I guess I'd say, the beginning of 2021, I've kind of fallen in love. The whole concept, the idea, I think everything about them is just, it's a whole different, like, unique experience, something I wish I'd have found a lot sooner. I've really enjoyed being a part of it. Every community that I've been able to become a member of for all the sim leagues, whether it be the locker room or just the main servers, has been fantastic. Filled with nothing but great people who are more than willing to help. Most of them seem to care a lot about whichever sim league the chat room is associated with, so that's definitely appreciated. It's just kind of nice to come into what feels like a strong community. So far, the EFL has been great. The people I met right off the bat were fantastic. That recruitment process was absolutely insane. I guess I'll jump right into that. From the moment that I created my player, or even actually before I created my player, I had some questions, so I posted in the forum and mentioned that I was in the process of creating a player and had some questions, and almost instantly, my messages started blowing up. Different ADs or recruiters that had been paying attention were already trying to get me to, I guess, go to their school, or at least tell me about why their school would be a good place for my player, and give me their, you know, their pitch. And that was before I'd even created a player. So going on, I guess I decided to create at running back and at cornerback. For running back, I created a player named Kane Marco. If you're not sure what that name is, Kane Marco is the Juggernaut from the Marvel series. So I created basically the Juggernaut. With Kane Marco, I decided to sign to Manchester. I knew when I came over, I kind of already had the idea that I was probably going to sign one of my players at Manchester. A big part of the reason that I came to this league was because of somebody at Manchester, so I knew right away that I definitely wanted to play with them when I got here. When I first created, I didn't even realize that you could do two players, so that was kind of cool coming in, finding out, oh, I can actually create a second player here. I can play offense and defense, which is awesome. So for the second player, I created Woods Charleston, a cornerback, and I signed with Hades Creek. Obviously, the name behind Woods Charleston is Charles Woodson. My opinion, one of the greatest cornerback safeties to ever play the game. With him being inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend, I thought it was only fitting to go ahead and make kind of a tribute character to him. So, Woods Charleston signed with Hades Creek. Already having a very impressive start to the career. Week one has already happened. Week two is currently being presented now. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing how that was. So once I got, you know, into the player creation process. That's, I guess that'd be my first point of feedback for the league. The player creation, the way that the EFL has it set up is great. The automated menu, the player creation tool, it makes things very simple, makes it pretty straightforward. Not a lot of areas where you could have issues. I'd say my biggest thing with the player creation is when, as a new person coming to the site, not knowing about the portal, the first thing I was exposed to was the regular EFL site. So when you click on the player creation tab on the EFL site, it does not give you any kind of links or even a notice like, hey, you know, there's a player creation tool you should probably check out. It's just the basic is what you would find on any other sim league. So I had actually started creating a player the, I guess you'd call it the old-fashioned way. It wasn't until I clicked into another created file that was on there just to kind of see if I was putting it together properly. And I noticed that there was a message in that player's creation that said, hey, we have a player creation tool now. So that was something that I think you could probably improve upon just to make the process a little, I guess, a little more straightforward for people who are new to the league. Maybe just a link or like a notification, hey, there's a tool here, so, you know, check this out. Outside of that, though, like I said, the actual creation process was super easy and straightforward. The concept behind the league is probably one of my favorites so far. Creating it around the, you know, the college formation, having the recruiting day, and then taking your player on from there into a draft and, you know, into a pros league. It's a great setup. I think I like the setup of the EFL better than any of the other sim leagues that I'm a part of currently. We'll see if the community is just as well. One thing that I noticed right off the bat too, and I was discussing it in some of the locker rooms that I'm in, the game streams. At first I was a little disappointed to find out that there was no actual live stream. All the other sim leagues that I'm a part of do a live stream. I mean, even the super casual league does a live stream. So it was a little disappointing, I guess, at first to see that. Then I went through, I guess, my first game presentation, and that was different. It's unique, and I do enjoy it. I didn't think I was going to enjoy just kind of reading about it the way that it was once it was described to me, but I actually do. It's a very unique process. But then there is the fact that you only get a presentation for the game of the week. I think you could get a lot more people involved, especially, you know, maybe somebody new like me, who hasn't been around. If you were to do presentations for all the games, I know that's, you know, a little more work than what's being put in now, but I think, with a dedicated community, you could definitely have, you know, somebody that is interested or willing to do that kind of presentation for each game day. I guess that was kind of my first big drawback to the league. I don't really want to call it a drawback because, like I mentioned, I've really enjoyed everything that the EFL has to offer so far. So it's been great the few days that I've been here. I mean, even the weekly tasks, like the fact that I'm able to sit here and talk to you guys about the first few days of my player and turn this in as a point task. And, you know, it fulfills my weekly obligation. That's nice. You know, there's no guided, you must talk about this. You have to, you know, talk about that, or even having a podcast be an option. One of the main leagues, like I said, I'm part of the ISFL, and each week there's a prompt that you have to respond to, and podcasting is not even an option for that prompt. As somebody who enjoys podcasting, I run a weekly podcast over there. It's awesome to see this as an option right out of the gate. So I'm looking forward to getting more involved. Right out of the gate, my running back, he's, I guess, kind of on reserves, playing fullback for Manchester. looking forward to becoming the workhorse in the future. And then my cornerback kind of stepped in right away. Week one had 3 tackles, a sack, and I think a tackle for a loss. So right away, already kind of making an impact. So I'm looking forward to the season and kind of looking forward to seeing what this league has to offer. So that's going to wrap me up for this first point task here. I appreciate anybody who takes the time to listen and check out what I had to say. And I'm looking forward to doing this again and following along the careers of Kane Marco and Wood Charleston. All right, take care, guys.